Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
not laugh. They're going to laugh. Not laugh. Not laugh.
That's it. Good evening. Welcome to 101 OAC Radio. You're listening to Melvin Stone. Melvin Stone, Stone Truth Comedy Show. Melvin Stone, I'm your host tonight. Storyteller. Stories told from the Book of Stone. So I want y'all to sit back on these wet Wednesdays, relax, and see these stories we're going to tell you. We're going to try to tickle your funny bone. Now, if you got a gristle hard to chew. So we're going to still try to make it laugh, even if you got a hard gristle in your claw. But before I introduce my guest, my co-host, I want to talk about something that was on my mind, been on my mind all week, and it's about people. And you know, I'm going to break it down to you, and you'll understand when I finish saying what I got to say. It was an old man and his grandson. The old man had to go downtown to pay a bill. So he told his grandson, come on and ride a donkey with him downtown. So the old man got on the donkey. He said, well, I'm going to ride the donkey first, so you can walk beside me. The grandson said, okay, granddaddy. So they went down, they headed on downtown. And as they was walking downtown, people started pointing and saying things. The old man said, he heard what they said. They said, that's a crying shame that old man riding that donkey and got that little boy walking beside him. So the old man heard that. He said, I'm going to get off this donkey. Grandson, you get on the donkey and you ride a while and I'll walk. Grandson said, okay, granddaddy. So the grandson, he riding the donkey on the rest of the way downtown, and the people still pointing and talking. They said, that's a crying shame that little boy got that old man walking, and he riding the donkey. Mm-hmm. Now, the moral of this story is, people going to always talk about you. They're going to always talk about you. However, if you keep your credit straight, you don't have to ride a donkey. You understand what I'm saying? He on a donkey. I was out of town, all in the road. Get out of the way, man. You be all right. But without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and introduce my co-host. I got my man I've been knowing about 20 years. We call him the meat man. The meat man, that's what he do. He sell meat. Go on and tell me a little bit about yourself, meat man.
Hey, y'all. Get up and smell the coffee. This is meat man coming at you today. And I'm coming to you to tell you live with all this wet weather out here today. Cheer up. Everything's going to be all right. Okay.
All right, next sitting on the left of me is my man from across the street. I don't know his name, man. Every time I see him, he's like, yo, my man from across the street, what's up? Hey, ain't nothing going on, man. Where you live at, man? He's like, across the street. Y'all give it up for my man from across the street.
It's a man from across the street, just like what he says, the man across the street. Everybody want to meet the man from across the street. You know why they want to meet the man from across the street? Because the man across the street got every answer you want to know in there. You ask the man across the street, he'll give you a good insight on anything you want to know. So anytime you want to ask a question, let us know. Let us know. We'll let you know what's going on with your lifestyle. We'll straighten it right on up.
Thank you, man. I'm glad y'all can make it. Last but not least, I got my man over here, Dirty Jones, Chain Swing. He wants to talk about this book that he's promoting, and we're going to talk about some other things, but y'all want to give him a shout-out, Dirty.
Yo, it's Dirty Jerry's Chain Swinging, you know, Chain Swinging. There's a couple reasons why the chain swings. You see, you got the chain, and it swing. You know, that's like when you with your lady or something like that. And then you got the other chain swinging when you at the club, and you got your jewelry on. Then you got the other chain swinging when you get hemmed up by these police. But we're going to talk about more about that later on, all right? So I'm going to give it back to you. Give it back to the host.
All right, man. All right. Okay, so you said mess, man. So, look, right now, I got some observations that I want you guys to help me with. It's just some things that's been on my mind, you know, things I see, and I'm not really clear on it, and I need y'all to help me out with it. Okay? Let me find it first. My eyes aren't as good as they used to be, but...
you got cataracts?
Here we go. Here's a stone observation that I noticed that I had going on in my life. Ladies, I'm directing this to my beautiful ladies. When you're in the grocery store and you're getting ready to pay for your, you're standing behind someone and they're paying for the items. While you're waiting, please go in your pocketbook and pull out your checkbook, your EBT card, or your credit card, and get that ready. Don't wait until the lady rang all your groceries up, and then you want to go look in your pocketbook and start looking for your stuff.
I can't stand that.
It runs me crazy, man.
I'm not a stone.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to tell you the stone truth. I ain't going to tell you nothing wrong. Right or wrong?
Right or wrong.
Your check got to be good. Anybody else got an observation they want to share with the regular people out here in the radio room? Meat Man, you got something you want to write down on a little observation?
Yeah, listen, man. I found out something today, man, with the news when I was out there today, man. I found out something. I'm going to try to beware of this here. You know, there's news talking about this big-time star. He's a big-time player, you know what I'm saying? But he got a beard. I ain't call his name. I just found out, though, y'all be careful out there, because they say them beers can cause urinary tract infections. Just in case, hey, you know what I'm saying? Keep your beers clean on them fellas, you know what I mean? The fellas, vice versa.
Hey, this is a man from across the street. I want to know, how many licks does it take to get to a pussy roll? I asked a fella, I came over to 132. Chainsaw said 354. The meat man said 2 chews. And Stone said 2 chews.
Right on.
So that's the question I want to know today. I'm going to pass the Stone to see if he figure this one out.
Oh, man, I don't know how many licks it takes to get to the middle of two supply because I used to go and crush that guy. Hey, that's time for all that beer.
That
was a two-two. I'm going to go ahead and drop a little Stone Town on y'all while we take this quick break right here. As soon as y'all sit tight and Radio Land, we'll be right back. Wrap your ears around this right here.
Might find a place Hey, y'all ready to hang? We'll be right back.
fucking that. You're tuned in to Millie Stone Storyteller, the Stone Truth Comedy Show. Right now, I was talking to me, man, and we were talking about some things about when I was talking earlier about getting old, and we came up with a list of things that some of you may be able to identify with. This is the top of the list. Number one, you'll know that you're getting old when you and your teeth don't sleep together no more. All right? You know you're getting old. We may have got one.
Number two, fellas, you know you're getting old when you got to sit out and pee.
straight to you from the Book of Stone, man. I want to thank you guys for tuning in. Meet me. You got any final last words you want to drop to the people out in the radio land?
Yeah, man. I want to thank you all for tuning in to us today, man. We really enjoyed this show tonight. Me and Chain Swinger in the Stone, and looking forward to listening to you, hearing from you guys again next week at this time.
Chain Swinger, go and drop something on. Give me a website too, sir.
All right. It's Chain Swinging. I'm just going to give you all some bars, you know, to take with y'all before we close out. One more time, the website is www.thefinesser, F-I-N-E-S-S-E-R, .wordpress.com. All right, check it out. I'm going to give you a couple bars, and we're going to let you go, all right? God is love, love is blind. How do God see us? Maybe in a dream when he frees us from the schemes and the cheaters. But we control the world, so it seemed that he be us. Till I think about the evil or the cream that deceives us. The competition grows like it's teams of believers. Everybody want to win, but everybody want to sing. And we can have peace because everybody want a friend. But God stand out and everybody want to blend. It's not enough giving. Everybody want to lend. That's the way it is for the time being. Can't believe the misery I'm in the grind seeing. So it's whatever be the state that my mind be in. And to my people who be slipping in the prison of submission, putting work as your position, we'll be flipping how you wishing. Ain't nobody going to stop us. We on the rise carried by God, and he ain't going to drop us. So take a breath for a new beginning. This is rebirth. Once again, you're new to sinning. So you see a full of opportunity. And when the struggle comes, we ain't going to let it ruin you and me. We got to make the young and old work together. Make a compromise, let your pride hurt for better. And when the change comes, then you got to smile. When it's that it come with the lifestyle of being right now.
That's the truth right there. Y'all give it up. Swing, sing. And look here, it's been wonderful. May your pleasures be many and your troubles be few. I just want to thank you. I'm going to drop you something.
DJ Hagos, the one and only.